We're marking a bit of an anniversary today. 2 years ago, in the wee hours of the morning, Lehman Brothers folded in a spectacular and stunning display of financial mismanagement, going down in the books as the biggest bankruptcy in history.
Every market open is in the red, and this is all because Lehman Brothers has filed for bankruptcy.
It was the finger tap that started the dominoes falling. Lehman Brothers goes down, the financial crisis truly begins. Here's a Lehman worker after the crash.
Yeah, I think it's just the whole history, like 158 years of, you know, efforts and hard work. That's the most settling part for me right now.
And a search quickly became a political issue. Here's then-presidential candidate John McCain on September 15th, 2008.
The American economy is in a crisis. It is in a crisis. People tonight will be sitting around the kitchen table trying to figure out how they're going to stay in their homes, how they're going to keep their job, how they're going to put food on the table. And America is in a crisis today.
Lehman's collapse has been controversial. Critics say the Bush administration should have stepped in and saved Lehman like it saved other companies. Others say they should have let all the companies go down. But Lehman Brothers marked the beginning of the economic collapse. And that marked the beginning of the Great Recession. And that led to the devastation of pension funds and businesses and families, millions of layoffs, and an unemployment rate that still lingers near 10%. So knowing that, you might be surprised to learn that Lehman's directors, the same ones that were managing the company when it collapsed, are in high demand at America's top companies. Joining us with details, Louise Story, Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Good morning.
Good morning.
Lots of people can't find work in the United States right now.
Yes, but you know, these people who are on the boards of directors of companies that went down, not only Lehman, but AIG, Bear Stearns, Washington Mutual, the people who served on their boards have other board jobs.
Well, how did they escape some of the taint of being part of the reason why Lehman collapsed or these other companies got in trouble?
You know, the thing is, board of directors, these people often toil in anonymity because everyone thinks of the CEO when they think of a company. And, you know, the CEOs have been very blamed. Think of how much hatred has been thrown at Dick Fuld from Lehman, for example. But no one knows who these people are. In addition, you know, even though they often get paid hundreds of thousands of dollars a year to work on these boards, they only spend a few days a year working on these boards. It's a part-time gig. And so what you're seeing is several people who have gotten other jobs. For instance, there's a Lehman person on the Lehman board, Marcia J. Evans. And she was there and overseeing the risk they took on and overseeing the pay practices that were there that encouraged those risks. And she is still today on the board of Weight Watchers, Huntsman, and Office Depot.
Well, if the role of a board of directors is to act as some kind of oversight, then that argues that A, perhaps they should be spending more than a couple days looking at a company as large and as Lehman Brothers, but also that they should be held more accountable.
Right. So many people on boards are named in some of the lawsuits that are coming from shareholders around these collapses. But again, you haven't seen public scrutiny. You know, in all of these hearings that we've had down in Washington about the crisis, there hasn't been one really focusing on where were the directors. So this is a question that's still open. There was not reform in the financial reform bill that really did a lot to change the role of the directors. And in fact, you've even seen some publications praise the directors at these companies. For instance, one that got our attention at the Times was there's an industry publication called the Outstanding Directors Exchange. It's published by Pearson, who in 2008 was writing about Stephen Frank, who was a director at Washington Mutual. You remember WaMu failed and J.P. Morgan took it over, had a lot of problems. They said that he had masterful chairmanship of Washington Mutual's audit committee during a period of intense change. And, you know, he's gone on, Stephen Frank, he's gone on to get other boardships at a Las Vegas company called NV Energy. It's utility.
You know, it seems like the culture here is to look out for your own. And even Dick Fuld ended up, he ran Lehman Brothers like a hedge fund, which was part of the criticism. Now he works for a hedge fund. He's an advisor for Matrix.
Right, and he's running the small advisory firm. But, you know, it's a hard thing here, of course, because, you know, Dick Fuld has not been charged in a crime. Some people think the SEC is going to come out and make a case against Dick Fuld or other Lehman executives, but it hasn't happened. So on the one hand, you know, you can't say people are, you know, guilty till they're proven guilty. But on the other hand, everyone knows something went very wrong at these companies.
Well, it's usually John that's kind of pushing you out on the limb, but it's going to be me today, Louise, because, you know, the New York Times and you yourself have been doing a lot of really great reporting about the culture in Wall Street and these banks that led to the financial collapse. I mean, we talked earlier about the punishment weighed against analysts who tried to throw up red and yellow flags. We've talked a lot about bonuses and salaries and this very odd culture that actually created the financial collapse and could do so again if we don't change the culture. This is another example, I would say, of that. But how do we change that?
Well, you know, I think another thing that people could think about with these companies is, should there be representatives on their boards that represent the public? Because these board members are supposed to represent shareholders, and that is very important, and you need to ask whether they are doing their duty by shareholders. But as we've all seen, these companies, if they pile on too much risk, can hurt our whole financial system, our whole economy, can hurt all of us. And so it just makes me wonder if there should not be greater oversight on the board by members of the public, because sometimes these board director members have been a little beholden to the CEOs of the companies.
Well, that would argue that there are still banks that are too big to fail. Right?
Well, there
are
banks. Basically
what you're saying?
There are banks that are systemically important, and, you know, a lot of people are wondering when they want to run into trouble what will happen if the government will keep them alive or if they'll let them fail.
But if once you get one of these board of directorships, you're pretty much set, right?
They pay their very lucrative jobs, and you very rarely see someone on the board of directors held accountable. Very rarely do you see them stepping down. They very rarely are brought up as the party who should be blamed when things go wrong.
That's almost like a Supreme Court justice gig. I mean, it's for the rest of your life, right? Louise Story, Wall Street and Finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Thanks.